Welcome to the podcast.
You ready? This is like that time when Joe had had four takeaways before we did the podcast, remember?
Oh, that was a bad day. Well, the Stephen Tries episode, for some reason I was not in it. Oh, that was the same day.
The Sloppy Joes.
Is that recorded?
Yeah, it's recorded.
Putting that up.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Sloppy Joes podcast. How you doing? He's giving himself up for a big one. Hey. God. How are we today? You're not doing too well.
Nah, I'm poorly, mate.
Ethan James is here, ladies and gentlemen. We don't need
little Keithan.
Hello, everyone.
Sexy Keith.
Nice to be here.
Have you ever had any sort of musical elements to your life? Ever been in a band? Ever sort of done anything on stage? I know you've done plays, but have you ever been a performer? Have you ever done sort of guitar lessons?
Have we spoke about the musical I did do?
The one where you shut yourself in the car on the way home?
No, this was a musical called Miss Saigon. Have I told you about this?
I don't know. It rings a bell, but tell me again.
And, well, hopefully not. Maybe we could put a clip in.
Of the musical?
Yeah, I've got a clip of it.
Fresh, like a new millionaire. I'm never dead, I'm here. I am the guilt inside your head. You think your Marie's not like other men. I'm born in stars. We owe them fathers and our family a loving home they never knew. Because we know
what you say.
Look, I'm eating my gun. We got time to stay alive until we die. Saigon is doomed. And so is your GI.
Get out of here!
You broke your father's word.
Miss Saigon, do you know what it's about?
I'm guessing it's something to do with Vietnam.
Vietnam War. Okay. And it's about American soldiers that go over to Vietnam. And a soldier and a Vietnamese lady fall in love.
Pocahontas.
And then, you know, the American soldier goes away, comes back. Now this girl's got a kid and it's all, wow. I played a Vietnamese soldier. And I don't think
I've got two questions for you right now that everyone at home is thinking.
What?
Two words for you. I just want First of all, prosthetics.
No.
Second of all, accent.
Again, no.
Ooh.
I swear my life. I don't think any of us thought about what we were doing at the time. Mm. Like, I didn't go method to get into the Vietnamese soldier. He's called Toy. And he's got a couple of solos. He dies. Oh, that's not a spoiler.
Well, that is
he
a
dies.
Spoiler.
This is another fun fact. He dies, and then halfway through, like, the directing and the rehearsing, they realise that in the script, he gets carried off. So we started off with four men trying to pick me up and take me away. No, we're going to need a couple more extras. We got more enforcement.
Come out of the audience. Come on. Who wants to take Toy off stage? And then he's the biggest soldier in the Vietnamese army. Toy.
Toy. Miss Saigon. So there was the musical element in life.
So we loved
it. It was fucking brilliant, right? Brian, who was a director, put on one hell of a show. He's a tenor. Opera singer.
Yeah,
and,
I know what a tenor is.
And he is incredible.
That's not his acting fee.
And there wasn't a dry eye in the house when we finished. We took our bows like that. And then it was about 4 or 5 years later where I was like, I went to see the actual musical. I was like, did I play that guy there? Wow, that's bad. That's
how old are you?
Bad. 17.
Oh, cuspy age.
I'm not getting cancelled for that.
No one's going to cancel you, but it's a bit.
What about you? I did the keyboard to dinner, but my fingers got too fat and I kept pressing two down at once.
Really?
Boom, boom, boom.
That sounds quite,
quite nice.
Emphatic. I used to be in a band.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Drummer.
Really?
Yeah, we were poor.
What do you mean?
We weren't a good band.
Oh, right, okay.
Started in year 11, went up to about 2 years after.
Oh, really? So quite like, what, same time as me with my musical history?
Yeah.
What were you called?
We had a few names. The Meridian is the one that we settled on.
The Meridian?
Yeah.
Why?
Sort of means like the centre of everything, in a way. Also, we just thought it sounded
cool. The other ones that didn't make the cut?
I can't remember any of those.
Yeah, you can.
I actually can't, and that annoys me because I can't. But we were basically just the worst Arctic Monkeys rip-off you could possibly imagine.
The drummer's normally the sexy one. Like, did you find it, helped?
Help what?
with the ladies?
I didn't kiss anyone until I was 17 years old. So you tell me whether my sticking helped.
Have you ever thought about getting the band back together for like one last gig?
One last ride? Oh. I suppose we could do.
I could get the guys back together from the Miss Saigon. We could do a joint night.
Especially when you think how far CGI is coming that
the
time.
The heat design is...
We could really, you know...
You can't do live CGI, can you?
I hope so. It's not even called Saigon anymore, is it?
Yeah, it is.
That city has changed its
name. Oh, right, I thought you meant the play.
I'm sure I've remembered something about you saying you're in a boy band once.
I wouldn't say it was a boy band. We were a two-piece, Joe and Jamie. He was shooting that My Name Was
Who
First.
Who were you in that? You played Joe.
Joe. Yeah. Highlight of the Joe and Jamie experience was getting asked to do my religion teacher's wedding. Yeah, yeah.
You didn't do it.
20 quid Amazon vouchers. Yes, please. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We sang a hymn.
What?
Eagles Wings. I was about 17. Fucking hell, I did a lot that year. Well, basically, we used to love singing in mass. What a crowd, by the way.
In where?
Mass.
You used to go to mass and
we
sing?
We used to do end of year mass in our school, which is, it was odd. But that used to be a big crowd, 800 people in there. And I used to do a couple of tunes like that, got everyone going.
So you sang at your RE teacher's wedding?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is that not potentially the saddest thing anyone's ever done? For 20 quid Amazon vouchers?
Yeah, but what, you could get a lot of Amazon for 20 quid at the time.
What could you get?
I think I got a DVD.
Oof.
Yeah,
was
it was good, yeah. I think it was...
singing lessons?
I didn't need singing lessons.
Go on then, hit something now.
No, I can't do it now. My voice has changed too much.
Do you remember?
Eagles Wings, have you ever heard that?
No.
And he will raise you up on eagle's wings. Da, 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 da. It's a good hymn. Beg you to shine like the sun and hold you in the palm of his hands. Hope we don't get copyrighted by God there.
Wow.
That was me, done.
So you sang it. Imagine having hymns at your wedding.
What do you
I don't
mean?
Think I'll do a churchy wedding.
Why? What are you going to do? Are you on the beach? You'll have songs on the beach, wouldn't you?
I've not said the beach. I think I'd like to do it at Bury Arcade.
Bury Arcade?
Yeah, you know, just fucking so
the
many
dance
pinball
machine.
Machines going off.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Something mental like
the
that.
Priest trying to two-step on the dance machine.
Yeah, how good would that be?
Mortal Kombat just live.
Yeah.
The two grands.
People playing fucking, what's it called? Shoot Patrol and that.
Yeah, yeah,
Time
yeah,
Crisis
yeah.
in the background.
Just fucking chaos like that. Like Pac-Man.
Yeah.
Got to try and find the wedding ring.
I don't want anything too serious.
No.
It scared me a bit, that.
Do you think... Oh. Never mind. Ethan James, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know. Like, what if anyone wants to do anything naughty at the arcade?
Like what?
Finger blasting. What game would be good for that? Spyro?
No. Probably,
Go on. What game?
Simpsons probably just skeet shooting or whatever it's called.
Skeet shooting, yeah, or zombie shooting.
Coconut shy.
Ethan, are you musical in any way?
Am I musical in any way? Well, I used to play the trumpet. I wasn't very good at that.
Tried. Didn't we know he used to play the trumpet?
It rings a bit of a bell. I mean, not a...
No, that would be... He goes... Brrr.
When did you play the trumpet?
I played the trumpet from primary school into... early secondary school, and then
what was wrong? Could you not gust enough wind inside you?
Oh, I was brilliant at that. So you do
and do a little bit
you,
now.
You put your lips together.
Yeah.
I'll put this in front of the microphone.
Yeah,
so,
I'll do that.
It's like that's what you do.
Can you do that? I bet you, Manish, a lucky lady, didn't you?
No, you don't just make a chicken noise, Drew. The difference is you have to hit your tongue like against your teeth almost, and go like. Like a vibration of the lips.
Wow.
What could you play? Is there any footage of you doing this?
No, I don't think there is any footage. I do remember actually
quick
when...
to deny you of that footage, wasn't
yeah.
he?
Yeah.
I do remember when I was in primary school, and it goes off the topic of playing in churches or whatever. It was like a church hall kind of thing. And I remember I was playing the trumpet for maybe a week, and they just... shucked me in the school orchestra at this event, and I didn't know how to play a trumpet, and my gran came to watch us. And I didn't know how this all happened so quickly.
The bad ankle
one? The bad ankle?
Oh, no, sorry. this is the gran whose ankles are, well, not in great condition.
She's a fiddle.
Well, she's all right. Anyway, she came to watch us, so I just sat there at the back and started wiggling my fingers around pretending to play.
Oh, you mimed it.
It's mad how good you could be at certain things by wiggling your fingers and going...
Like what?
Cunnilingus.
What was that game you mentioned before?
Skeet shooting.
Skeet shooting.
Come on then, what have you been up to this week? I feel well, rubbish.
I want to ask then about... Do you remember sick days as a kid?
Yeah, I loved
them. Did you love them?
Yeah.
They were good, weren't they?
Yeah.
Did you ever make yourself sick?
One time I pretended to be sick for a week.
Really? How did you get away with it?
Because what happened is at school, we're all having a bit of a laugh. And then I went too far with the laugh.
What did you do?
I can't remember what it was, but I took the piss out of someone.
Bad?
Pretty bad. It was a girl.
So much so you had to take a week off.
But I forgot. No, I didn't forget, but I was like, everyone was going, hey, and then I just went,
said it. Oh, no, you took it too far.
And then everyone went, and then there was a rumour going around that her boyfriend was going to beat me up. So it was 1 week away from half term. I thought, if I can just get to half term, I might get away with this. So the next the night before, you know, you want to be
plant
off.
That seed.
You've got to plant the seed. You give it that. Oh, my neck's a bit. No, it's fine.
Your neck?
It's
fine. What a weird
injury. All
right.
You got.
Mama broke me ankle.
You got one of them. It's hot in here, isn't it? Really hot, can we? And they go, oh, it's cold. No, it's roasting. And then the next morning, like, oh.
Can anyone smell fire?
Yeah. That means you had a stroke.
Yeah.
I had a stroke to get off school.
Or a heart attack.
That is so extra. No one would ever do that. I suppose it's different with you, isn't it? those two things are perhaps the most likely to kill you.
Four magnums in the evening.
Yeah.
Put them down.
Mum, can you smell toast a little bit?
Yeah.
I'm sure everything's fine. And then next morning, pretending you've had a stroke in the night. I just said, I feel a bit sick. You were fucking pretending you had
diabetes.
Deathly diseases. I think I've had a heart. My left arm's numb. That's far too excessive.
Sorry to interrupt, but I'd done something quite awful once when I was like maybe 11 or whatever.
Was this that time you pretended your friend had leukemia?
No, sorry, Drew. It wasn't that one. This is a different one. I was playing football with my friend Adam, and I lost the ball in a dangerous area, and I panicked.
What do you mean in a dangerous area? The Bronx?
Oh, no.
What about in a dangerous... What does that mean?
My side!
No, I left it in an area in which the opposition could counter
and score.
Exactly
on a dangerous...
Right, I thought you meant like Skid Row or something.
No, not like that. So anyway, Drew, I was dispossessed, and I panicked, and I thought, my instinct was, pretend you're having an asthma attack. I fell on the floor, right?
I went
like this, and then
was the most subtle action ever. I fell on the floor, and went like this.
Explain to the audio listeners.
Just I fell and pretended like a bit of breathing,
holding his chest.
I'm like 11, but what spooked me, and I genuinely felt this was like the closest I've had to like being told off by God. But later that day, Fabrice Muamba had his heart attack on the pitch.
Right. How on earth, Ethan, do you think that is a punishment for you? So your brain goes...
God went for Ethan.
First I've faked an asthma attack. Now this has happened to me.
Oh, that's...
Well, I just remember having a heart attack and dying on a football pitch. It's not a punishment
for you. I just thought me doing that, it just made me like reflect and think, that was so wrong what I did.
So do you think that to punish you for... God smote Fabrice Muamba.
That's an incredible... Imagine if that was the case.
Do you think that's what happened, Ethan?
Smoked him.
What did you mean, smoked him, by the way?
I didn't say smoked.
It's a fucking piece of meat.
Did you say smoked?
What do you mean?
I said smote.
Smote? What does that mean?
Do you know, like, to smite? Or to have smote? That is the actual past...
I thought you were like saying, smoked him.
Do you think, is there any other world events that you think God has done to punish you, even?
No,
like,
but,
you know, when certain disasters have happened, you're like, oh, I shouldn't have done that.
But when I was
Christmas Day 2004, Ethan got in the bath when the water was too high.
No.
Have I told you about that?
Have you told him about what?
Well, on Boxing Day 2004, my auntie went missing during the tsunami in the Indian Ocean, and we couldn't hear from her for a few days because our boat got destroyed. And then she was all right in
what
the end.
What did you do to bring that on?
What did you do that day? Spilled some gravy.
I can't remember, but there could well have been something that I'd done that day.
Where was the funny element of that story then?
Interesting.
For anyone who don't know, remember the tsunami in 2004?
Oh, it was bad, wasn't it? My dad had a heart attack around then.
Your dad? Fucking hell, what's going on here? This is a mad start to the podcast.
We've
literally talked about nothing. We've touched on tsunamis, Fabrice Mamma, and your dad had a heart attack.
What did you do, Joe, to cause that?
I don't think it was God, that one. I think that was Satan with his wicked tentacle.
Was he all right? Was it a bad one?
No, it was a relatively minor one.
So he was chilled then?
Pretty chilled. He just had a bit of a tingly arm.
How do you get like a chill? You just like,
I was just driving home from work and it was like, that feels a bit weird. Bit of indigestion, arms aching. And then my sister was like, might as well give him a ring, ain't you? Just to double check. Heart attack in hospital for 5 days.
My dad will hate this, but he once was driving home from driving to work in the morning on a summer's day, and a wasp was caught in his underpants and stung his bollocks. How mad's that?
Stung to a heart attack, that.
Also, as well, you're talking about football at school. My dad's mate, they once did a charity game between teachers and students. Yeah. My dad's mate tackled a teacher. He had a heart attack and died. Killed a teacher?
Yeah. I got it.
Crazy, that, isn't it?
Yeah.
Never got over it, apparently. Brilliant tackle, my dad said, though. Got the ball. No problems from the ref.
So he tackled someone so hard they died?
No, you know, that's just the funny thing to say. The real thing is that I think the teacher was probably going to have a heart attack that day. Because he was a big teacher, and I think that just sort of excelled it, running quite quickly into a tackle, getting a bit of a knock, and then...
Imagine that.
What is it?
Our vice principal at our school was maybe 5 foot tall. Man, lovely man, and my friend Nick, we were playing football with him, and since he's quite short, he just ran into him, and he bundled over, hit his head off the wall, and... He was out for a couple of weeks.
When you say out for a couple of weeks, do you mean in a coma?
Oh, no, I think he's just out of school.
Did any of your teachers suffer any? No.
Yeah, a lot of them have suffered, actually, at the hands of paedophilia. So many sex offenders in my school.
What?
Yeah, I'm not going to name them, but I'll just... Maths, geography, PE.
Really?
Geography, French... One guy was just watching porn in class.
A teacher was just watching porn in
the
class?
The other one, who was a maths teacher, who used to do press-ups on his little fingers.
What?
Really short man, but muscular.
Yeah.
Sent away, getting acted upon. Another one got done for sending inappropriate emails. I'm not joking.
Emails?
There was almost a dozen sex offenders at my school. Yeah, at any one time.
Mad.
Mm. What have you been up to today,
what a wild start to the pod. Crazy start to the Sloppy
Joes. You must have had a bit of that.
I don't think we had any sex offenders.
We had a teacher who...
here we go.
A graphic... I don't want to give away his name, but anyway, he had his wife, he had his kids, and then he decided to run off with a student from year 10. Isn't that mad? And they've now got a kid together. Isn't that terrible?
There's another teacher who got with a person who he'd taught since year 7.
What?
Yeah. She was 16 at the time, but who knows?
Mad.
Yeah. Just don't really go. Don't go to school and work. That would be the tale.
Or in work.
Yeah. What have you been up to today, anyway?
I don't think I've got any paedophile teachers, but no. They're all right. A couple of knobheads, but I can't call them paedophiles just for that. It's a shame, isn't it?
I'm not very well.
My dog got his DNA test results back today. Yeah? We got given it as a... You laugh at me.
Why have you got...
We got given it as a Christmas present from Becky's mum.
A Christmas present for the dog?
Yeah.
What does he have to...
Shut up. For me and Becky. For the right. dog.
So what do you have to do then?
To swab his bum.
No.
No, his mouth. Just wanted to see your reaction. Swab his jaw in the inside and take a couple of his hairs, send them off, and they come back to you with what's inside your dog, like what breeds make up your dog. Now, let's just say this book isn't...
Were you worried they'd find human DNA inside of it?
Why? That's disgusting. You're so disgusting. So disgusting. Imagine if it came back 20% mank. That would have been a fucking revelation. So, don't write a note on that, Ethan. So no, there's no notes on that.
So your dog is... You got it from Bosnia.
Bosnia. It's got 20 breeds inside of it.
Oof.
The main
sounds
two...
Like a good night.
You said that before the other day, and when I told you before, it made no sense then. It makes no sense now.
It does.
20 breeds inside of him.
Stop saying inside of him. I hate that. It's like they're separate to him. He's made up of 20 different breeds.
Yes.
20 breeds inside of him.
It's the same thing.
Sounds vulgar.
No, it doesn't.
It does a bit.
He's got 20 breeds that make him up, aka are inside of him. There's about 18 little ones, 3%ers. They break it down in percentage. The top two.
Can I guess?
First of all,
let's put a picture of Buck up on the screen. So that's what there's got to be some collie in there.
Yeah.
Is that one of the two?
Nope.
You're joking.
Nope. Now, we've either done this wrong or we've got a wild dog. The top two breeds. I'm just going to get pictures up so you can see them. You'll love this, right?
So he's a sort of medium to, not large, but a sort of certainly a medium-sized dog. He's not small by any means.
And the first one you could probably guess. You probably could go, actually, yeah, you're right.
Collie. A Labrador.
No, a German Shepherd.
Yeah.
Okay.
I get that.
A German Shepherd dog coming in at a nice 30%, I think. There's your German Shepherd there.
Yeah,
decent dog.
I believe that.
Coming in at number two, which is why I think we may have done it wrong. A Chihuahua.
Oh, God.
His mum and dad were a fucking Chihuahua and a German Shepherd. What is it, Chihuahua? Is that what you say?
Chihuahua.
Chihuahua. A Chihuahua and a German Shepherd.
Look at the smile on his face. I think that's the dad.
That's his dad, yeah.
God,
I've got together to
the dad is that one
to make up fucking.
Who's let that happen?
It's mad, not me. Bosnia. There must be. You know, there was a crazy time, wasn't there? So probably just got out.
Yeah, like the swinging 60s.
Yeah.
Anything was going on. Chihuahuas were breeding with German Shepherds.
No, they had the war, didn't they? So no one was manning dogs. They had bigger fish to fry. Like peace.
That's mad, isn't it?
Yeah.
I would hate to see that.
Spent 50 quid on that.
What did you make of it?
It's on my dogs, a German Shepherd and a Chihuahua.
Stop saying Chihuahua.
What the fuck are you talking about? It's a Chihuahua. What is it?
There's no L in that dog's name.
Yeah, there is.
No, there isn't.
Chihuahua.
You do this sometimes, and I can't tell if you're joking.
It's a Chihuahua.
A Chihuahua. It's not a koala, but...
Oh, yeah, there's no L. Why did I think there was an L?
Because you're thinking of koala.
No.
Oh, yeah.
I think I am thinking of a koala.
We were on the train on the way here and you said something has happened today and it spooked me. Was it that?
No, that's not it. That's not the be-all end all. I've been spooked more. Obviously, we're doing our fitness thing now, which you made fun of me eating jelly, which, you know, you might want to tell the podcast that you have been recommended to eat jelly.
It was funny at the time because it makes him look like he's at a kid's birthday party. But actually, low-calorie jelly is good because it fills up the volume of the stomach without having any calories. So it's quite good to sort of sate.
The ice cream I was having with it probably wasn't.
Yeah, and the Battenberg.
So I'm on my Fitness Pal app. It's unbelievable. It's got everything on it.
Amazing.
You tap in a certain food, tap it, knows it straight away.
I know.
Breakfast, dinner, add it all in. You know, add your snacks in like they've had today. Right, and I've been recommended to have 1,500 calories.
Which, to be honest, is so little.
So little.
Yeah.
So whilst I was having a poo, you know, that's when I do...
How many calories is that?
Oh, I didn't eat it.
Oh, right.
Just chucked out the window. Whilst I was doing that, I was adding it up, my breakfast and my lunch. 1,200 calories I've had. I've only got 300 left.
What have you had?
I'm fucking gutted.
What have you had?
I don't know. A nice little porridge to start the day with.
Right, so that's about 250 calories.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I had a baby bell.
Why are you eating straight
one,
cheese?
The light one. I got sent a sample. It's only 25 calories, the light one.
Okay, so you're up to 275.
I don't know why I'm guessing. I've got the fucking thing. I don't know, my phone's over there. Then I had a big tuna salad, beautiful. But I had a full can of tuna, full can of sweet corn.
Full bottle of mayonnaise.
No. Light mayo, splodge. If anything, I was lacking. Right. I did dry by the end of
so
it.
So that's probably another 400 calories.
Grey's box and a skinny bar. I'm on 1,200. I'm fucking stunned. I've got 300 calories left. I've got such a big day today.
What else have you got?
I've got a quiz later. United are on as well, so I've got to last for a long time.
What are you going to have?
Maybe a chicken breast.
You're going to die.
I'm not going to die.
What if you die?
I'm not going to die. Ethan James, how have you been, mate?
I've only seen you a couple of days ago.
But what are you up to today? You're quite mysterious this morning.
You had your hair cut.
You do not reply to any messages, even if I said I was dying in a puddle of lava. You wouldn't reply to that.
Lard?
Of lard? Oh, nice. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. Both bell ends in the room. Great to see.
Baby bell ends, and you're probably trying to eat us.
Yeah, yeah.
Carry on.
Shove it up my ass.
That, actually, listening back to what I said there.
Baby bell.
I was making a joke about baby bells.
Paedophiles! You taught by them, you've turned into one.
What sentence? Did cut that out.
No,
Ethan,
we can't keep
that. No, Ethan, carry on what you've been up to.
You're not putting the dog shagging one in if baby bell end can't stay in.
You've had your hair cut, Ethan.
Oh, yes, I have had a haircut. What else have I done? Well, the problem is I do have just so many messages on my phone, so that's why I can't always
get back
to you.
You ignore them, essentially.
No, it's sometimes I use the word overwhelming because of the popularity of the podcast. Everyone just wants to get in touch with me.
Can you pass me your phone a sec, Ethan?
What's that, Drew?
I just want to look through some of the notifications you've got. I'm not going to read any messages. I just want to see the sort of apps you've got on.
And I won't mind, Ethan, because today you've had a nice afternoon off. Talk me through your day. I want to know what you do on a day like today.
I'm just, I'm just clearing my internet history so that...
On your dirty fucking stepdad porn. What's your day look like today? What time do you wake up? What do you have for breakfast? Go on.
I wake up...
This is vulgar.
It's not vulgar.
This is why you feel... Look at this. These are notifications that is unread. This is why he feels overwhelmed.
Oh, my God. Ethan, what are you doing?
Oh, my God, Ethan. Right. Here's some of the apps that he's got notifications turned on for. Email. Yeah. I get it. Twitter. Multiple notifications
probably
there.
Get rid of Twitter, can't I?
PayPal notifications
PayPal?
On. Facebook.
How often do you use
he's got
PayPal?
TikTok notifications on.
TikTok?
HSBC.
Because you never fucking upload anything on TikTok.
Premier League. Fantasy football.
What are you doing?
The news app. The LinkedIn app. The Flash Score app. He's got a text that I'm going to open. From Party Hard.
What's Party Hard, Ethan?
It says general release package. Warning, 95% sold out.
Party
enter
hard.
Code 10 off now for £10 off.
How hard Discore do you party,
your, secure yours today with a low £30 deposit. Book now at partyhard.com.
Is it drugs?
No, it used to be... The thing is with my phone, I don't really like clear it, unsubscribe. I've got over like 15,000 unread emails and things. And it Party Hard was when I was like in Malia and Fortaventura.
Bet365, Snapchat.
Whoa. Just got to delete some
Deliveroo.
Of these.
You need to turn some of these notifications off, Ethan. That is obscene, that many, isn't it? I've seen that one from Diogo Dillo in there, by the way, that he was showing to that guy on the train last time.
Oh, yeah, I think I have, yeah.
There you go. Look at that. Disgusting.
So what did you do today?
Oh, well, yes, when did I get up? Well, I got up about 9:30, which is quite early for me on a day where I'm not getting up early. And I
literally finished work at 9:30.
That sentence is mental. 9:30, which is pretty early on a day that I'm not getting up early. So what do you think, when does the clock tick over from being early to not very early?
So usually on a day where I've got the morning off, I might get up at like 10 o'clock, 9:30, something like that.
Wow.
And then what did I do? Had a shower. And then Adam's left the kitchen estate because he's poorly, so I couldn't do much cooking. So I had some honey and toast, because Joe mentioned honey the other day, so I bought some honey.
And toast.
Lovely. What a combo. 800 calories.
Is it? Is it a lot of calories, that?
Honey is just sugar, isn't it?
You fucking need it to live anyway.
It's not 800 calories, no.
Then I had a banana. Then I went to Subway because it's right next to where I got my hair cut. And then I got a roast chicken one with some sweet chili
sauce.
You
slagged off his haircut. Off camera.
What did I say?
You said it, that's the worst haircut you've ever had whilst doing this podcast. You did.
What I meant
and you
is,
blamed illness.
What I meant is I'm not very well and I'm struggling to regulate my emotions. But I thought there was a period where you were having this sort of like luxurious kind of central flowing look that was really suiting you. And now you've gone back to this kind of, you know, you kind of look like a sort of ball boy vibes.
Oh, thank you.
What made you stray away from that look?
Okay, so...
Because you got the new glasses, you got the new haircut. Everyone was loving it.
Yeah.
And then you've abandoned it. And you've gone sort of Jedward again.
You should have seen me yesterday, Drew. I sometimes dress to match my mood. Although most of the time I do just wear the same outfit 3 times a week. But what yesterday I felt like dressing like my mood.
What did you dress...
Who's my mood?
What did you...
What, have I missed something here? Sorry, I was just reading an email. And then I wake up and said, I'm going to be dressing like my mood today. Who's my mood?
No, sorry, Drew. My mood.
The mood he was in. So he wore a silver shell suit, a cigar, and some yellow spectacles, didn't he?
Mood.
No. I wore a hoodie, which I never wear, and I had my hair down, right? And I looked just a clip. It looked like I had a dead cat on my head. Do you know what I mean? My hair looks a clip when I don't style it.
What's going on here?
A clip.
Can he speak today?
No, not a
Your
clip.
Your hair looks like a clip.
No, a clip.
Don't fucking rub it too hard. You'd fucking climax. No. What are you talking about? Your hair looks like a clip.
A clip. Have you heard the phrase, a clip? You look a clip.
No, have you?
Never heard that. What is that?
What is it?
It might just be a Geordie thing. Like, you're a state, you look a clip. You know what I mean? And I just looked a clip.
Find a clip.
I'm trying to sort of reinvent health in a way. I'm trying to sort of sneak up on it. I'm trying to
by having a kebab for lunch.
What?
You had a kebab for lunch.
Yeah, but
you?
What did I have for breakfast? A pear and some lime juice.
A pear and some lime juice. Are you fucking mad? What do you mean lime? Bleh,
just
lime
a pear. Juice? Slice up the pear, and then Lizzie squeezes lime juice on it. She's really good at it. So you slice it up and then you get Lizzie to squeeze the lime juice on it.
Was this one of your gifts?
Yeah. No, fuck off. I can't believe you mock me that we have a giving, loving relationship.
Here's gift number 27-8. Freshly squeezed lime juice.
She's really good at it. So then I knew that for lunch I could have it. It's chicken meat and salad and a bit of bread.
Yeah.
But it's not like, it wasn't like doner kebab.
Yeah.
It's like chicken thighs and that.
Lovely.
So I've had that, but I'm thinking of bringing back something that I haven't had since school.
The wagon wheel?
No, it was all the rage in school. Everyone was doing it. Everyone was talking about it. You couldn't move for it. And then you leave school and it's gone. Cress.
Oh, I remember growing cress. Do you remember
like
that?
Egg and cress?
Yeah.
Where has cress gone?
Cress gone? Because it's so versatile. You could grow it on cotton wool. You could grow it in the cupboard, but it'd turn yellow. You can grow it on the windowsill. You can just grow it in some water on a little plate.
Do you know what I heard, Drew? Somebody left their earphones in for far too long. They used to leave it in all day, right? And they ended up growing mushrooms in their ears.
I need to know more. Where have you heard this story?
What the fuck has it got to do with cress?
And you've got to have your headphones in your ears for so long. Like, surely weeks.
Well, yeah, like they used to leave in all day, all the time. Because you used to get up, listen to the music, do the work, listen to the music, cooking and that. And it was like a TikTok and she was like videoing herself and I went, yeah, I had to get all these mushrooms removed from my ears because I left them in for too long. It's not very good for you doing that.
Right, thank you. And cress, by the way. Yeah, cress. Yeah, let's bring back cress.
Nice.
Well, we could get on board.
It was so big in the primary school era.
We could start a cress farm.
Should we? Apparently, it's a good little prank to do. If a colleague goes on holiday, sprinkle some cress seeds in the keyboard and then just do a little bit of water on it. And by the time they come back, it's all filled with cress. Nice. What do you make of that?
Yeah, really nice stuff, that.
Should we do 9 out of 10 club?
Yeah, let's do it. Really,
I'm
yeah.
really rough today.
Yeah,
Joe,
yeah,
mate.
It's all good.
It's the first time I've ever been ill since we started this podcast.
Oh, can I ask as well? I feel like we should do every now and again a surprise jingle like you did on the previous podcast.
What was that?
Oh, by the way, you're bad, Ethan. Joe's is as bad.
What?
It's just ignoring text. Last pod on Tuesday, out of nowhere, whilst Ethan's talking, you must have left a jingle underneath him. So in the final record, you just hear Ethan at like 2 minutes in going, boom, 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 boom. Can I get it up? Because everyone's talking about
well,
it.
I missed this.
The timing is as well. It's because you go, so Ethan, how was your day down at the Carabao Cup in Wembley? And I'm going, oh, it was quite a sad day. And then that music.
Yeah, let me just play it.
Editing error.
Let me just play
I didn't know I'd done this.
So I feel like we could do like a little spot the, or people could guess what minute the jingle's going to come in.
Go on then.
Let me just.
I can tell you if you want to know, Joe.
1 second. Yeah, what time is it?
1 minute 40.
1 minute 40.
Sorry about this. I didn't realise I'd done this.
Here we go. All right, let me skip. I know this is bad. All right, here we go.
Yep. Hello, Joe. I'm not too bad.
Put your mic next to it.
At least you got to go and sit in Wembley and watch Newcastle in the flesh.
Oh, no,
that's
where
you're mistaken, Jim.
Oh, no, sorry, Ethan.
I'm going to London. That's a 60 quid trade. I booked it after I won the first leg.
That sounds like I was mocking you on purpose. I'm really sorry about that.
Were you?
Talk us through the 9 out of 10 club this
okay,
week.
The 9 out of 10 club is a club for the best of the best foods, and we welcome all your offerings. And there's been so many. We will get to so many. We've got some brilliant ones incoming. In fact, this one is, I think, privilege of being a family member to me, big Sloppy Joe's fan. My sister dropped me a message to say this next item is 9 out of 10. Now, it's a very generic item, which you can get anywhere, but I think probably it's probably good everywhere. Do you agree?
Should we say what it is?
Yeah.
The item in question, which I can't believe I've never brought to the table before, is garlic bread.
Garlic bread.
We've now, never brought garlic bread in.
We've never brought garlic bread in. Why are you saying all that? Well, now, oh, my God. What the hell? That's bad garlic bread, that.
That's Pizza Hut garlic
now, what
bread.
We
went on Just Eat to order just that.
Well, where else would you get hot garlic bread from?
We also needed it timing-wise as well. We needed it to be here quick. This is bad garlic bread. Mm. But still.
There's no such thing as bad garlic bread.
Ethan!
Was it this specific garlic bread you wanted?
No, we just wanted one that came quick.
Talk me through garlic bread for anyone who's not had it.
Are you fucking mad?
So garlic bread is...
What the hell?
It's musical.
Ethan's on a fucking pogo stick over here.
What's that?
I don't even know what it is. I don't think that noise could ever be recreated again. I think it was like... Right.
I can't work out what my dad...
Me and my mate Andy was once in a bar, in a pub. I don't know what it was. I really hope it
I
came
love noises.
I really hope it came up on the pod. This is just me and Andy was me and Andy was once in a pub, right? And you know,
you're joking.
Yeah, loved it. And you know, by the bar you've got the little metal pole that runs along the bar.
You could call it the bar.
Yeah, but it's on the floor. You kind of rest your legs on it, or like put your legs on it if you're sitting on a high stool.
Rest your legs on it. Like
We were
in prison.
Like sort of sat near the bar on some tables, and there was an old man there minding his own business, half a pint in front of him. Someone went to pay the cash, the woman behind the bar. One of the coins fell out of her hand and landed on the bar, making a dinging noise. The old man went, shit, last orders, necked his pint and ran to the bar. It was 7:30. What do you mean, last orders?
That's great.
Poor lad, right.
Garlic bread is one of the greatest foods on earth. Now,
even cold, it's not bad.
It's amazing. Madly, I think the best garlic bread is the garlic baguette that's like 80p.
Yeah.
I think it's one of the greatest foods you can possibly have. And when I used to talk about the concept of a perfect food.
I used to talk about it
with my old flatmate. We used to have these perfect foods.
Naked. You and your flatmate did have a little romance, didn't you, in a way? You did. You speak about your old flatmate in such like.
What do you mean, in a way?
You right, you know, like a bromance, wasn't it?
Why are you trying to suggest that me and my flatmate used to go out with each other or whatever?
I'm not suggesting it, that the evidence is...
What's the evidence?
Is there.
What evidence?
You know what I mean, don't you, Ethan?
Oh, I know what you mean.
Right. So talk to me about this romantic chat with your flatmate about the perfect thing ever. That's not him.
the elongated bat on.
Was that his nickname?
No. No, the garlic baton is a beautiful device that magically turns any pasta dish into a 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
And they're just amazing, aren't they? Like, you can't get them wrong. You put them in the oven, the crust is good, the middle ones are a bit soft and wet and juicy.
It is fucking nice. The
garlic bread in general is incredible.
Have you ever been to Sugo and had their garlic bread?
No.
Something else.
What is it?
It's like garlic bread. Mm. Like garlic bread.
Well, the great thing about garlic bread is, even from the ones where it's like, we're going to rub some garlic cloves on some focaccia, all the way down to a bit of garlic granules on a French baguette, they're all great.
Yeah, they're all great. And I think that's why we take it into consideration. Ethan?
Yeah, it's all right, a garlic bread. Does it get you buzzing off your tits? I'm not too sure.
Well, are you buzzing off your tits now?
Well, I was disappointed not to see it in a big circle when you got in that pizza box.
Do you know what? I think we all thought that was
going to... What?
Thought. What did I say? Thought.
Flaught.
Flaught. We all thought that was going to come bigger than it did, didn't it?
I thought it was going to be the big pizza one.
We realised we've like 10 minutes ago before recording, we need to order a garlic bread. That was coming the quickest. We thought it would do. I never thought it would be like that. How much was that, by the way?
How much is just...
Are you okay? By the way, fourth and final piece for Joe. Didn't even offer it to Ethan.
I'm not well today. How old is your sister?
This isn't what the 9 out of 10 club's about.
No, but...
What do you mean?
Because in that case, it is a 9 out of 10.
That didn't make sense.
I just mean, how sort of is she big in the garlic bread game? Because obviously you've eaten a lot with your job.
Yeah.
How much is she into it?
I don't know what you're talking about here. Even if she was 8, I don't know.
She
still could have
she's eating it a lot.
An opinion on garlic bread.
Mm. I think for me it's in.
For me it's in as well. Garlic bread is delicious.
Yeah.
And I think it's some of the best of the best.
You never look at one and go, I'm all right. No. You always take always a piece of the garlic bread. Yeah, yeah. Ethan, what are you going to say?
Well, it's already in, but I wasn't getting... You know what? I know you hate me going back to this, Drew, but the mood of the room has just felt quite not buzzing, was it? It wasn't electric. It could have
been
electric.
I think
I'm
going to vomit, that's why.
You're going to vomit?
It's the kebab and 2 slices of garlic bread you've had.
I think I might vomit.
And a pear.
Vomit? You're not.
Don't pretend to vomit.
I'm not going to pretend to vomit. I'm just putting this here.
If you're going to vomit, you can't vomit into a pizza box.
It's quite flat, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, I go everywhere. Just vomit into a pint cup.
Into what?
Pint cup. Why do I keep saying stuff weird?
You said pint club.
Fucking hell. Maybe I'm fucking
so, Ethan,
up.
No.
Well, no, but it's in, isn't it? It's in.
It's in. Well done, everyone. Well done. All right, people want it, so I'll take it from here, Joe. You sit back.
Cheers.
The return of Ask Ethan.
Boom.
Ethan, what's your favourite flavour of ice cream?
I love sorbet primarily. And my favourite flavour of... I don't know what happened there. I just stopped talking. My favourite flavour of sorbet is lemon.
What's your favourite flavour of ice cream, though? Do you know the actual question you were asked?
Probably vanilla.
Oh, fucking boring guy, isn't he?
So, his favourite flavour of sorbet, I know lemon's not boring as a flavour, but it's the most basic
the most iconic,
sorbet.
Yeah.
Oh, but I love raspberry, I love mango, I love all the fruity ones. And I love slush. Slush is possibly my favourite thing in the world. If I was you ever to take me to the beach and you give me all these items, I'd probably opt for a slush, and I'd probably get a lime slush. I just love slush.
Mm. I really love Slough, actually. Slush.
Jesus, you two are fucking doing my head in. What's your favourite European? I really love Slush. I asked him what's his favourite ice cream. He starts talking about Slush. And you went, I love Slush.
I said
what's
Slough.
Your favourite European city, Ethan?
Ooh, that's quite the contrasting
Newcastle.
Question. It's up there, definitely. I do miss it. It's not the dirty old town here. Did you know that song, Dirty Old Town,
yeah,
is about Salford?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
They wrote about Salford.
Who did?
Whoever wrote it first.
Of course, yeah, famously.
Who did write it first?
The Irish people.
The Irish people.
I don't know, it's about Salford. That's sad, isn't it?
Why?
It's a bit nasty of a song.
The Pogues, right? No, did the Pogues write it first?
Dirty Old Town.
Yeah.
Imagine you had a song
nice
written about
tune,
you called Dirty Old Loser.
Yes, yeah, the Pogues. Oh, the Dubliners. I don't know. There's a lot going on here. Hugh McCall. The song was written about Salford, Lancashire, England, the city where McCall was born and brought up, and it was originally composed for an interlude to cover an awkward scene change in the 1949 Landscape the Chimney play.
Wow. I never knew that. Have you done that play?
I never done that play. I did...
You did Macbeth, didn't you?
The Karate Kid.
What?
What?
What did you play? The Fly?
Carry on, Ethan.
No!
It was a joke, wasn't it? I don't play Karate Kid. Fucking hell.
I get it.
Ethan, favourite European city that's not Newcastle?
Well, I've took a massive fascination recently in Chernobyl. I watched the TV series of it a couple of weeks ago, and that looks mental.
Mm. So
that's your favourite.
Your favourite European
city, Europe,
city is
one
the Chernobyl disaster.
No, sorry, that's just the one I'm really fascinated in at the minute. If I was to go visit somewhere,
I think you should go visit Chernobyl.
I would.
Might come back looking normal.
Oh, that's awful. That's awful.
Where have you been in Europe?
Oh,
he's been nowhere. You can tell. Come on.
No, do you want countries? I've been to France.
What was the worst thing about France?
Oh, the flies.
Yeah.
We stayed in a caravan and there were so many flies. You had to get that tape to hang down from the caravan. It would catch all the flies in. And at the end of it, you wouldn't see any tape. It was just full of dead fly.
Where's this?
Was this I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here?
Where's this, sorry?
This is France.
Wow.
Okay, where else have you been?
I've been to Austria.
What was the worst thing about Austria?
Oh, it was cold. I went skiing.
Oh, you can't say it was cold.
It was cold.
What are you expecting when you go skiing?
No, but...
What do you think is going to happen?
Well, all right, another bad thing was the pain in my ankles when skiing, because it hurts when you're going around all those bends.
Does it?
Oh,
I've never done skiing. I never considered
skiing.
That it might hurt.
I know people like skiing, but it's just fucking...
What other country have you been to? Quick.
I've been to Greece.
Worst thing?
Oh, probably the financial crisis.
Next.
No. We need more about the financial crisis.
Yeah, you weren't involved in that.
No, I wasn't involved, but it's still ongoing in Greece. There's still heavy borrowers. Yes.
What, those little fellas that live in the skirting board?
Yeah, that's the role I would have played.
The heavy borrower.
A heavy borrower. Ethan, one more. What am I even asking here?
Favourite European city?
Go on, you've not answered.
Another country.
No. What's your favourite European city?
What do you want from me, man? I'll pick.
This is remarkable, isn't it?
This is sad. What's going on here, Ethan? Just pick a city that you like.
Well, I don't really like cities. I like the quiet life. I'll say. Reykjavik. Lovely. Loved Reykjavik. When we went there, there was little toy soldiers hidden across the city. And you had to find them.
Did you find any?
Yeah, found a few. We had a tour guide.
Pointing them out,
yeah.
What's your favourite European city?
Great question. I loved Croatia when I went
That's
over there.
That's not a
city. So Zagreb. Let me get to it. Zagreb, or I don't know if it's classed as City Zadar, was wonderful. I like Mallorca. What's the one, Mallorca? What's the capital of Mallorca?
Peppa Pig?
I don't know.
Peppa Pig's not the capital.
I've never been to Mallorca. No, it's Mallorca's Spain, so it's Madrid.
No, Mallorca's its own island, isn't it? So it's got its own capital, but I know what you mean. Madrid is the capital of Spain, yeah.
My favourite is probably Rome. Oh, honestly, it was amazing.
Like, yeah, you cooked some fucking great.
All we'd done in Rome, Drew, was visit churches. I saw 20 churches in 4 days.
Fucking hell.
I went a walk through every single one.
That's boring. Palmer! Fucking it.
Palmer.
Is that where the ham comes from?
Nah, I don't think so. Anyway, this has come to its end, hasn't it?
Yeah.
But it's been a great episode.
Yeah.
Think of the subjects we've touched upon.
Do you think it has been a great episode?
No.
I liked it.
Some of the worst drivel we've ever recorded this. I feel poorly.
Thank you so much for joining us on our adventure here.
I'll be better next week.
He probably won't be as good on the Friday episode because we're going to do that in a second. So be prepared for another rubbish pod. But then the week after, wow, back to our A game. Joe Smith, thank you very much. Give us a wave from down there. Ethan, wave, please.
See you later, everyone.
Bye.